Now, beneath the vowels on the chart is a section labelled Other Symbols. These are an assortment of consonants. First comes the voiceless labial velar fricative, inverted W, hua.
Ah, hua. Then the voiced labial velar approximant, wa.
Ah, wa. And the voiced labial palatal approximant, ya.
Ah, ya. Then the epiglottal fricatives, articulated by making a constriction between the epiglottis and the wall of the pharynx. First, the voiceless epiglottal fricative, ha.
Ah, ha. Then the voiced epiglottal fricative, ra.
Ah, ra. If we obstruct the airstream completely at this place, we get an epiglottal plosive, ah.
Ah, ah. At the top of the right-hand column under other symbols, we have the alveolo-palatal fricatives, voiceless and voiced, sha, ya.
Ah, ya, ah, ya. Then we have an alveolar lateral flap, da.
Alda. And then the famous sound of Swedish, identified here as consisting of simultaneous sh and ch, namely sha.
Asha. Beneath this symbol, the chart mentions the possibility of using a tie bar to join two symbols for affricates and double articulations. The illustration of a double articulation is the voiceless labial velar plosive, pa.
Apa. And the affricate is a voiceless alveolar affricate, tsa.
Atsa. Another use for the tie bar might be to show nasalized clicks, where the click articulation occurs simultaneously with a voiced velar nasal that uses a pulmonic airstream. Thus, a nasalized post-alveolar click, nga.
Ah, nga.